What up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Country, with another Daily Word. And my wife's back there laughing because she just made me re-record again because of the fact that I put her name on it, but she don't want me to put her name in it. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see why people do that. Like, it's okay when a person take pictures of somebody that don't want to take pictures, that won't be in the picture, and then post it on social media. But when you go and do that to that same person,
I don't post your pictures.
She catch me on the slip tip taking a picture of me.
When you get mad when you see I take a picture and you be like, don't post it. I don't post it.
She has a couple times, y'all. Don't let her lie.
If you done something and it's like cute, and I'm like, oh, let me go ahead and capture that moment, and I don't say nothing to you about it, and then you happen to see it, that's one thing. But if you tell me not to post it, and you know that I've taken the picture, then I don't post it.
But yet, she still saves the picture, and then later on down the line, post it.
No, I don't.
You have done that before?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No.
I just want to know people. Do y'all like that? You know what I'm saying? When your spouse...
It's a cute picture.
She catch me on my ratchet days too when I don't even look right.
No, you catch me on my ratchet days. My hair be looking crazy. Got a scarf, bonnet. I might have some drool coming down the side of my cheek. And you would try to take a picture of me. I don't know. That's what you do.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, not really, because I be trying to get you back from when you get me.
It's not about getting back. It's not revenge tag.
It is revenge, because I feel like if you could take a picture of me when I'm looking down the bag, I should be able to return the favor.
You looking mad, though.
Yes, you do. You have.
I have not.
Well, my hair looking rough. I'm sitting on the sofa with no shirt on, my hairy chest all out and stuff. She said, click.
Wow.
Oh, baby, look. Then I tell her to delete it. She don't delete it. She saves the picture.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I swear, if you had your other phone, you got all your pictures in your phone right now. And I swear, we can go through all your pictures right now. I swear, you had like at least about 10 to 15 pictures of me on a bad day.
I don't.
Uh huh.
I really don't.
But I know it's the love. She just loves me. That's all.
That's me. You know I love you.
And I love her too.
You know I love you. You know I love your mama.
But still, I don't. The whole taking ratchet pictures on the side without the spouse knowing.
You do that.
Some of y'all out there need to quit that. Especially y'all women that like to take multiple, you know what I'm saying, selfie pictures. I ain't gonna say no name, point no finger, even though y'all can't see it. But y'all should know this person had over at least about $1,000 on selfies, bro.
Who? Are you talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Selfie queen, but y'all don't know.
Okay, so I like taking selfies. What person don't like taking selfies, though?
But
I mean, men don't take selfies as much selfies as women.
I mean,
but y'all don't ever get like...
I mean, you got them pressy dudes out there that like take selfies, too.
Pressy?
Like, pressy pretty boys that sit up there...
They must be... Never mind.
No. Not all pretty boys go that way. I mean, you got dudes out there like that did get pedicures, manicures, and
so you're talking about like, what do they call it? Like, it's called something like, there's a name for it, like metrosexual, yeah.
Yeah, them dudes like take selfies out the butthole too, you know. Well, shoot, let them wake up straight out of their sleep, but. They go in the bathroom brushing their teeth, taking a selfie.
I woke up like this.
Teethless.
Shut up. You scratch my arm.
But.
You scratch my shoulder.
I don't know. Y'all just hit me up. Let me know what y'all think about that. This has been Big Country with my beautiful wife. I ain't going to say her name because if I do, she's going to make me delete this segment.
Mrs. Big Country.
She's going to make me delete this segment and record again, which I'm not going to do.
Mrs. Country.
That ain't her name, though.
Mrs. Country.
She got her own nickname. Kylie say your nickname?
No.
I can't say your real name. Can I say your nickname?
No.
So people know who you is?
Nope.
And then if they want to look you up on YouTube, they know where to go?
Nope.
Just know, this is my wife, the one I was telling y'all about the first segment.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You talk about me and your segments and stuff?
And my very first podcast segment.
Really?
When I was introducing myself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See? When I get my wife on this thing, we have, like I told y'all, she had plenty to talk about. Trust me. This woman right here have a whole lot to talk about. We can sit up here and talk.
We're going to do a couples podcast series. So y'all be on the lookout for that.
And she should be doing her own podcast thing too.
I'll be doing my own stuff, but we're gonna have one together.
She like the shit.
That's gonna talk about relationships, life, marriage, kids, finances, the struggle, the good, bad, and the fugly.
And see, on my podcast, I like to keep it real.
We're gonna keep it real.
Because I feel like I can cuss and not get judged on this thing. Like I can be myself and say whatever one I want.
Why didn't you cuss? Why you beat that out?
Cause.
Whatever. All right, wrap it up because I'm going to sleep.
Man, whatever, man. Well, this has been Big Country Daily Word. Y'all get at your bunny, y'all.